Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Welcome to our very first full-length Cinch Academy podcast, where we're going to be discussing some great things that are happening in 2025, some trends that are going to be happening, where we can find our consumers, and what we're doing on a daily basis. And with me today, I have Mandy, who is part of our SU division. And I also have our Miss Kiana, who's our graphic designer. And then myself, I'm Cheyenne. I'm also in the SEO department. So yeah, without further ado.
What are we chatting about today?
Well, a couple things. I made some notes here back in 2024. So I'm going to go back into the past here. And a couple of the big questions that were on people's minds coming into the new year was talking about AI. AI is obviously an extremely hot topic for every industry on the planet. It has probably revolutionized every aspect of our life. And some consumers see it, others don't. But there's a couple of topics that we hear a lot from both of our clients and people in general. So one of the big questions that we hear a lot is, will AI replace us? Right. It's a hot question.
I can pick this one up first.
Yeah.
Because my job for almost 20 years has mostly been writing based. And it still is, but now I'm not physically doing a lot of the writing. So it literally took jobs from me, but I'm not angry about it. It's okay. It didn't do it on purpose. But the thing is, the robot writing sucks, especially if you have to put out a lot of content about a lot of specific things. So it's not going to take our jobs. It's not good. It definitely in my lifetime, I'll still be able to write, but I have to kind of corral the programs into doing it the way that I know it should be done. So there's still a lot of proofreading and editing and a lot of like fiddling behind the scenes of ChatGPT or whatever you're using to produce your writing. So from that perspective, I think we're going to be fine. We just still need to use the skills we have that can't be programmed very easily into something.
Yeah. And I think you hit the nail on the head where AI will always require a user. Regardless of what happens, you always need somebody to either prompt it, to check it, or implement it. So at the end of the day, no, it's not going to replace us, at least at this very moment. We always like to think of AI as the Terminator and Skynet and Sunny from iRobot. But yeah. I mean, while we do see the walk-in AIs, but as far as on the marketing side of things and how business is integrated into their everyday, we still need to be here. And we're still as prevalent as ever.
Actually, I'd like to hear from Kiana about this.
Yes.
As our graphic designer. I don't know how much you've played with the AI creating images and videos, but I've played with it and it's horrible and a lot of times really frightening. They can't get the lettering right. They can't get numbers right, but they'll still try to use it and it looks really alien. But I don't know. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I've used the AI a few times for the images and kind of videos. It's not as crisp and clear quality, I find, typically as your average logo or even video.
Okay.
And of course, as a designer, you have to be a lot more specific and unique to the clients and the branding as well.
Right.
So I would say that's definitely where AI misses the mark. It's because a lot of it is kind of generic.
That makes sense because I feel the same way.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say that. And as for the writing, I think the writing can actually be really beneficial to people who don't have a lot of background in it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think it can help people learn different kind of, you know, sort of vocabulary and
you think
things
so?
Like that. Well, I think a little bit, for sure. If you don't have a strong writing background, I think it's neat to see how they kind of form the different sentences and kind of the verbiage in general.
Okay.
But I would say, my opinion, I think it does really lack a lot with helping people build a lot of skill. I think people start to depend on it because they know that it's there and it's faster instead of using your own creativity to generate ideas.
Which in the end kind of makes everything more bland and less specific.
It starts to sound the same after a while.
Yeah.
Which bothers me.
Yeah, Ariel, that's exactly the reason that I know it's not going to overtake me.
Very robotic. You can edit that out now. kind of segueing that a little bit too, talking about voice, talking about tone. One of the other things that we specifically saw back in 2024 leading into 2025 is the impact that voice search impacts SEO.
Uh-huh.
So I can kind of touch base on this a little bit. So actually in the summer of 2024, a handful of us got to go to a conference in Calgary that spoke a lot about AI prompting and the impact that it has on search engines.
That was what? Social West?
Social West.
Getting that? Okay.
So as a SEO specialist here, we're seeing a growing trend out of both the US and here in Canada of how consumers are finding businesses.
Mm-hmm.
About 35% of at least U.S. households now own a smart speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2022, 30% of Canadian households also had a smart speaker. We have two of them here in the office today. And
two of them in my tiny home. So,
Well, what does this mean? Well, say you're new to a city and you're trying to find that hidden gem coffee shop. So traditionally, we would just go to the search bar and type out coffee shops in Calgary and either go based off of the top search or just find Google reviews. And this is a very common search behavior. I'm guilty of it, but look at how younger generations search for things now. I actually have a younger brother. He's in his early 20s, and he just talks to Google. Like, I never see him type things out anymore. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, hey, can you find me a good coffee shop? And same thing. He pulled out his phone and said, Siri, what's the best coffee shop in Red Deer?
Yeah.
Like, there is absolutely no texting involved with younger generations. And I'm sure you kind of fall in that same generation, Kiana. Like, do you ever use voice-to-text search or?
You know, surprisingly, I actually don't use it a lot.
I know. Just knowing you as a person, that doesn't surprise me, which is why we can pin generations into one thing.
No, I actually don't really. If anything, sometimes what I'll do is if, you know, I'm somewhere and I think to myself, I'd like to know what's near me for food or gas. I'd actually, if I'm not familiar with the area, I'll actually go on to like the Apple map or the Google map.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you type something in and it already says
and it
near
shows
me.
You all the
And then I'll just click near me. Okay. And I find that I actually do that a lot more than, you know, talking to the phone.
That's near me is something we've been adding because we have to. Been adding into website content for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Just to pick that up.
Yeah.
Because Google knows if it has things on a map.
Yeah.
What is physically near you as long as you're sharing your location. But it doesn't know that based on what's in your website content unless its map is linked. So we have to add it into a website, best mechanic near me kind of thing in a lot of weird ways. Sometimes it works and sometimes it's just really odd. But yeah, we have to do that because people are saying those things.
Well, because that's one of the most popular kinds of keywords that people search for, obviously, because everybody wants to know the best hair salon near me.
Best dentist
near me.
Because you can't, you have to be sneaky because you can't actually say anybody's the best dentist, you know?
But these are long tail keywords that are super specific phrases that people use when voice searching. So looping back to the conference, that was a huge pinpoint that they were talking about was the fact that voice to search creates these long tail keywords for people, which we then have to implement into platforms like websites and social media moving forward. So that was a huge trend that forecast that we've been seeing, and so far into 2025, I'd say that's nails the head, nail on the head right there. So
very interesting.
Do we have any wearable technology? Does anybody wear tech?
I do not. Husband does, and he's obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I don't really care. I'm interested because I'm always interested in information. And if it were on me, I would be looking at it. But I'm not like going to go out and get one.
Yeah. Do you wear any, Kiana?
No, I don't actually. But I'm kind of old school.
Right?
So I come to work and I design and work on a computer all day. And
you kind of want to
step
this out. Is why I don't play games on the computer.
Yeah.
I have to use my big TV and Xbox instead of computer gaming.
Yeah.
Even if it's maybe not even the best version.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
No, it's kind of funny. Yeah, I'm kind of old school like that. I go home and try to stay in touch with myself and other things and not always have technology linked to me, but I also think it gets to be.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, like,
You have a watch. I'm not sure what it does.
I did. So I got it for Christmas from my mom. And at first I had a huge user block. I said, no, like, I am not about wearable technology. I refuse to wear this. But I gave it a fair shot for a couple of weeks because I wanted to get on a health kick and help myself just get better for the year.
Yeah.
And I ended up using the watch and I was quite impressed by the amount of technology that was inside of it. So it would measure my sleeping patterns. It would tell me if I'm in a REM state. It would tell me if my heartbeat, if I had a terrible sleep, it would tell me like my weight, how much water I needed, how much calories I'm burning.
Heart rate's going up.
Yeah.
Pepe likes to look at the O2 stats.
Yes. Yeah. The O2 stats. So I was like, man, this is really, it really helped me keep myself on track. So I really liked it for that purpose.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Yeah. Like, but would I go as far as having a VR glasses, for example? Like, you see all those Meta commercials with people that put on these, like, giant, like, snowboarding goggles, lean back, and then, like, zoom out.
The thing is, that has been sort of a fantasy since literally the 80s.
Yeah.
Those big, like, VR screens.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been coming in and out of fashion for 30 more years.
Yeah.
And it never quite sticks because it's just not very function.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like for gaming, okay.
Yeah.
It still has a niche area for gaming.
For sure.
But for like your actual life, this is not something that's working.
Yeah. I totally agree. Like my mind goes right to Tron and Matrix. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just there to transport you to a different world.
Exactly.
Which totally fair.
Which you really shouldn't be doing while walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's the point of it. But what's interesting though is a lot of big brands like Sephora and Walmart are actually implementing VR as we speak. Like this year and over the Christmas break we saw it happening. So it's quite interesting because you say that, you know, you're looking at buying furniture. Mm-hmm. Well, IKEA will let you position, move, switch furniture in your home completely virtually.
Right, right.
Which is an amazing way that brands and companies can utilize like the technology that's out there today to help further the buying process and make that buying process for consumers so much easier. But you wouldn't have think. And same thing with makeup. Like if you want to see
glasses.
And glasses. Yeah. If you want to see the kind of shade that you're going to wear for your lipstick or if you want to see what a frame looks like on your face, that's all augmented reality technology.
Here's a fun side note. When I was probably 13, maybe 12, my parents got me this computer program. I think it was Cosmopolitan branded. And you put on this program and it let you try makeup on your face, like on the computer, virtual. Like, I don't think it was even a webcam. I think you just literally uploaded a photo of your face.
Oh.
And then it put it in the center where you could change your hair and makeup and glasses.
Yeah.
And even clothes sometimes. Yeah. It was a little creepy.
And that was in the 80s?
That was in 96.
Something
like that. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There we go. Well, you know, one of the other big questions that we get talking about technology and where we find our consumers is, where do you find them and what platforms and channels should we use? Mm-hmm. And one of the big ones that we find over and over again is video content will remain king. We saw lots of fun things happening with TikTok during the last couple of weeks here. Mm-hmm. Won't get too much into it. But the short form and long form digital content is not going anywhere.
And that's especially true of YouTube.
Yep.
Which again is a long stander in this.
Oh, for sure.
It's just going and going, and it even has its own SEO.
Yep.
And it's a huge magnet.
Yes.
Yeah. It needs to be used for sure.
Yeah. So even exploring Instagram Reels, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, like you see the adaptation of both short form and long form videos, and finding your audience within is a skill. Like you have to understand what's the attention span. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My attention span, I have 20 seconds on a TikTok video. Less than that if I'm even interested in it. I'll give it 2 seconds.
I have no attention for TikTok. But the thing is, when I'm paying attention, it's not for 5 to 10 seconds. Yeah. I'll pay attention for 5 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just completely different with different people.
It very much is. But that's where you find content, trends, and people want personalized content that interests them.
And is the right size.
And looping right back to those long tail keywords that we were talking about is that you want to make sure that you're searching for what they're searching for. So you want to put your mind as a consumer, which is it can be tricky because you don't want your own personal bias to affect it. But at the same time, we all are consumers. Like we all consume everything, video content, like goods, everything. So
that's totally true.
Yeah.
What you're working in the SEO department, we both are.
Yeah.
We've been talking about AI and video and voice marketing.
Yeah.
What's a takeaway we could give to our listeners about how to improve SEO, search engine optimization, by using these things?
Well, I think there's a lot of aspects to it because SEO in itself has different facets. So you have a technical side of SEO, which is the internal part of how your website works, but then you also have to think about it through the consumer, like we were talking about earlier with your keywords. So it's finding that perfect level of integration between being a consumer and having it on your website that gives you successful impressions and visibility online. And one of the best ways that marries the two is through AI. So using AI-driven personalization, this lets your brand to your design. It creates a seamless journey that proactively meets all of your consumers' needs.
Okay.
Developing these campaigns and consider different stages of the journey that the buyer can take, from the decision-making to interest to finding highly relevant interactions and how they interact with your own brand is extremely important. And it's being able to forecast what is to come. Mm-hmm. That's really important. I mean, we're not truth seekers. We're not witches. But we got to be on the lookout for what is to come and what's new. And a lot of the times you have to look in the past to see what's worked and not worked and adjust accordingly.
Would you agree that as it stands right now, these are just elements that definitely need to be used?
Yes, for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, ignoring these right now just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I also don't think they're going anywhere.
No.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's really important to keep up on top of the trends and whatnot, especially for different audio or, just top trending for companies and whatnot, I would say is very important. I think authenticity is very important, but I think if you ever have opportunity where you can apply your brand's authenticity or something to a trend, I think it's obviously a really good opportunity. And there's the facts behind it that support that that's what helps a business grow. So I would agree.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Yeah. Authenticity meets opportunity.
Like thrive in authenticity.
We use that as our tagline.
I love that.
Yeah, thrive in authenticity. But I think there are times when some of the trends just don't properly align with consumer standpoints as well as with a company's standpoints as well.
100%. And I also know that we're going to sit down and talk about that a lot in the future.
Oh, for sure.
And about how not every business should be on every platform. And what do you do if a platform has lost its mind?
Well, you know, you go back to that statement, if a friend jumped off a bridge, are you gone?
All right, cool.
Does that answer the question?
It definitely does. Perfect. And it helps us round up this topic.
I love it.
Shane, what do you think we're going to talk about next time?
I think next time we could probably talk about prompting.
I think that's a really good idea.
I think now we understand the basics of why AI is here, why we're not going anywhere, and how it helps us and consumers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next crucial key is understanding, how do you talk to the robot?
I think that's a perfect step forward.
Yeah,
totally.
So I look forward to talking to you guys about it then.
Me too.
Yes.
So I guess welcome and congratulations. This is our first podcast episode from Cinch Girls. So we'll see you next time. Do you need to hire our marketing experts? Get in touch at cinchcom.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. With us on your team, marketing is a cinch.
Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.